Penguin Random House Audio presents Old Time Radio's Greatest Shows, Volume 30, featuring Cary Grant, Eve Arden, Richard Crenna, and many more. Edited by Carl Amari.
The House of Squibb presents Academy Award. Tonight, Cary Grant and Anne Todd in Suspicion. Every week, Squibb brings you Hollywood's finest. The great picture plays, the great actors and actresses, techniques and skills chosen from the honor roll of those who have won or been nominated for the famous Golden Oscar of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. For generations, the House of Squibb has been known for the high quality and unfailing dependability of its products, each the result of a never-ending quest for perfection. Today, the great family of Squibb products reflects the tremendous advance of science in its contribution to human health and well-being. The name Squibb stands for progress through research. Squibb is a name you can trust. Tonight, Squibb brings you the thrilling mystery Suspicion, the picture which was nominated in 1941 for 3 Academy Awards. As our star tonight, you will hear Cary Grant, who, as Best Actor of the Year, has twice been nominated for the Academy Award, recreating his original screen role. Appearing with him is the lovely British stage and screen star, Anne Todd. And now, Academy Award.
Made me know the meaning of the word ecstasy when I married Johnny. Oh, I'd heard things about him. That he was careless, which I knew meant carefree. That he was unreliable, which I knew meant he was different from any other man in the world. But naturally, I didn't hear what the looks implied. Well, I wouldn't have cared even if I'd seen them. The smug looks, the I told you so's, and even the pitying looks from the few who seemed to care.
Well, Mrs. Aysgarth, are you getting used to being a wife?
Oh, darling, it's wonderful.
Yes, well, let's see. It all started at the Hunt Ball, then we got married, then it's kind of a blur.
A blur of Venice, Naples, Paris, and now this wonderful, heavenly, adorable house. Oh, Johnny, are you sure we can afford all this?
Lena, one doesn't talk of money in paradise.
Telegram, sir.
Oh, my, speaking of paradise, let's see who wants to spoil it.
Is it bad news, darling?
No, just from an old friend of mine. Stupid fellow, he wants £1,000. You couldn't spare £1,000, could you, dear?
£1,000? What's he want it for?
Hanged if I know. Probably because I borrowed it from him.
You borrowed it? Why?
Well, because I was going on a honeymoon with the loveliest girl in the world, and I wanted her to be happy. Was she happy?
But didn't you have any money of your own?
Not a shilling.
Johnny, are you broke?
Oh, monkey face. I've been broke all my life.
I know you didn't marry me for my money. You could have done much better elsewhere. My income will never pay for all this. Never.
Well, what about your father?
Oh, I couldn't ask father or mother. But you wouldn't actually want to live on your wife's allowance, would you?
No, darling. Naturally not.
Well, then.
Well, I suppose if the worst comes to the worst, that is, if there's no other way out, why, I'll probably have to...
What?
Borrow some more.
Johnny... There's going to be no more borrowing or gambling.
What else is there to do?
You've got to go to work.
Work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mean put on old clothes, go out with a shovel?
Don't be flippant, darling. There are all sorts of jobs.
Oh, all right, darling. I'm broad-minded. Let's have some tea. Hey, we can make out a list of jobs. You know, I think that'll be fun.
It meant so much to me that Johnny took a position. I think you will understand. It seemed to help me push the sneers and the knowing smiles back into the dark. I don't know exactly what Johnny does, but he has a job in the office of a Captain Melbeck, a sort of distant cousin of his. I was at home waiting for Johnny when a stranger called.
I say, you must be old Johnny's wife.
Yes, I am.
Didn't he tell you about me? I'm Beaky.
Beaky? Oh, you Beaky?
Yeah, that's what they called me at school.
Beaky Thwaite. Oh, I've heard so much about you.
Johnny told me about you, too. Ran into him at the Newbury races last week.
The races?
Oh, put my foot in it as usual, eh? Didn't he tell you?
Johnny has a job. He couldn't have been at the races. Besides, he stopped betting.
Oh, he has he? Oh, not Johnny. Great lad, eh, what? Well, you mustn't mind him cutting up. That's what makes him Johnny. Besides, he thinks you're a topper. Oh, yes, he does. I think so, too. Hey, what?
Won't you sit down, Mr. Thwaite?
I don't see why not. Is anything wrong?
Well, there were two Queen Anne chairs here this morning before I went out.
They've disappeared, have they?
Apparently.
Were they expensive?
Yes, very. Museum pieces. What's the matter?
Oh, that Johnny, he'll be the death of me yet. Don't you understand?
No, I don't.
I'll give you 20-1, Johnny sold them.
Sold them? What for?
What for? For money, of course. Chap's got to pay his racing bets, hasn't he? And Johnny lost a packet in Newbury.
I don't believe you.
Oh, put my foot in it again, have I? My dear girl, what's your name?
Lena.
My dear Lena, you simply haven't got acquainted with old Johnny. Why, at school there wasn't one chap who's spending money Johnny purloined who didn't forgive him in the end. Why, you'll forgive him anything when you know him better.
Well, Beaky.
Well, well, old Bean.
How's my darling monkey face?
Hello, Johnny.
Ask him about the chairs, old girl.
Hey, what are you whispering about, Beaky?
I just want her to ask you about the chairs that disappeared.
Oh, yeah, well, you would. So you two have discovered my iniquity, eh? Well, some American chap stopped by. Admired them so much, I just had to let him have them.
Johnny, you're just a wonderful liar.
Yes, well, look, you two. Forget the Inquisition. Now, sit down, both of you. Anywhere.
Lena, wait till you hear this.
Now, shut up, Beaky. Lena, you remember that necklace you admired in the shop window a month ago? Here, it's yours.
Oh, Johnny,
Yes, my friends, the Grand National was run today. I happen to have backed the winner. A 10-1 shot, ladies and gentlemen, 10-1, and I had £200 on him.
By Jove, 10-1. Why, that's £2,000.
Oh, that's amazing, Beaky. Hey, monkey face, you're not smiling. Come on, smile.
Where did you get the £200?
Oh, now really, I say, what a question.
Darling, where did you get it?
Oh, well, you know very well there was no America, and I got it for the chairs, of course.
You sold the chairs to gamble all your money on a horse?
Not exactly. You see, I owed some money to the bookies.
Johnny's such a lad.
Now, darling, be practical. Come on, give us a smile.
Yes, come along, old girl. Johnny, you tickle her chin while I make faces.
Think that'll work?
Yes, now, more tickle.
Okay. Any results yet, Beaky?
Not yet, old bean. Wait, I'll make a sound like an owl.
Yeah, let's try
that. Always gets them.
Oh, wait a minute, wait. I forgot something. Here you are. A receipt from a certain shop. Payment in full for a certain pair of Queen Anne chairs. They'll be delivered within the hour.
Oh, look at that, Johnny. She's smiling.
Oh, Johnny.
Here's to the famous Johnny Asgard. Beakers up, brandy to the bottom.
Oh, Johnny, he's choking. Do something.
It's no use, darling. I've seen this happen before. It'll either kill him or go away by itself. I think one of these days it will kill him.
Johnny, Beaky, an old friend of yours. How can you take that attitude? And you sat there and let him drink all the brandy he wanted. Oh, what is the matter with me? Johnny, I do trust you. I do believe in you, but... I met one of the sneering faces today. She made it quite clear that you hadn't given up gambling. She told me she saw you each afternoon at the races. Johnny, perhaps I shouldn't, but I must find out. I must.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Asgard.
Oh, Captain Melbeck, I came to see my husband, but since he isn't here... Well, after all, you are his cousin as well as his employer, and I... Well, I'm just terribly worried.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?